The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
It's important not to rush into some meditation practice in the sense of directing your attention in a particular way. But instead, just allow for a natural settling. It's really initially more about an integration of body and mind, the mind that is aware, the mind and heart that is sensitive, being sensitive to this experience of sitting, taking a couple of longer, deeper breaths as a beginning ritual. Just feel the lungs being filled, and then feel the sensations of the lungs being emptied. Do that a couple times. It's just a way of coming home to the experience of the body, the experience of sensation. Breathing in, feeling the body just as it is. Breathing out, feeling, sensing the body just as it is. And after a few longer, deeper breaths, just allow the body to breathe however it wants to, knowing that we don't need to consciously control the breathing process. Is it possible now to be intimate with the experience of sitting? It's not a static experience, it's quite a live, changing dynamic of sensation. It's a very interesting request to be open to the experience of sitting, but at the same time not needing to control it or fix it. Is it possible to be intimate with the body, sitting body, the breathing body? Is it possible to be intimate and leave things alone? Just allow the body, the sensations here in the body, to be the way they are. And of course, we're not talking about the idea of the body or some mental image of the body, but instead cultivating a sensitivity to the sensations of the breath and the sensations of sitting, these sensations in and of themselves. And notice, if you can, the qualities of kindness and persistence, not giving up, in this mindful presence with the body and with the breath moving in the body, opening to the body as sensation. And if it's helpful for you, you can use a meditation word. So, for example, as you're breathing in, you can simply repeat the word opening or the word knowing. Breathing in, opening to the body just as it is, or knowing the sensations just as they are. And with each exhalation, you can repeat a word such as releasing or trusting, allowing. So choose one of those kinds of words. And use a meditation word only if it's helpful. Keeps and supports this continuity of awareness. And of course, these meditation words and this practice works just as well when the mind is distracted. Breathing in, knowing the mind is thinking, worrying, for example. Breathing out, allowing the worrying, that activity of mind, to cease on its own. So instead of thinking that you have to direct your attention to the breath or to the bodily sensations, it's much more about recognizing that the sensations of the body, the sensations of breathing in and out, they're already being known right here. So in that sense, the practice is more about remembering or recognizing that the mind is aware, that the mind is sensitive to the body. be willing to begin again and again. And check the attitude. And especially if there's unnecessary tension in the body or the mind, this practice can be done from this place of relaxation, alert and relaxed. Cultivating a whole body awareness, use the breath as a support for this whole body awareness. Breathing in, sensitive, intimate with the whole body. While breathing out, practice being open, intimate with the whole body. And then the same practice basically when distraction arises. Breathing in, knowing that the mind is thinking or worrying or whatever. Oh, thinking is like this. Breathing out, allowing these distractions to cease on their own. Don't need to control or judge. Because these experiences naturally end on their own. Especially when the mind isn't attached, isn't taking it personally. This tends to support a more quick dropping away of distraction or a thought. keeping it really simple. Remembering that the body and mind can be relaxed. Noticing that awareness is already sensitive to the body, to the mental activity that's here and now. So instead of having to direct the attention to some object of experience, it's more about recognizing what is being known. Oh, this is being known. This is what's being known in the moment. It's just this experience being known, this experience of the body being known, or this experience of the mind being known. So in that sense, even if there's confusion right now, notice that the experience of confusion is something being known, being felt. It's like this. And even if there's some controlling habit around the confusion, that is something that can be known. Oh, controlling, struggling. It's like this. It's just this experience, this feeling being known. So in the end, it always comes down to this very simple experience of something being known. This is being known. And in this sense, the practice is this deconstruction or this simple understanding that this is being known now. Trusting the body to be relatively still, grounded, centered. The mind also moves in the direction of being still, settled. And it's good practice to allow the eyes to open for the last several minutes. So we don't equate meditation with closed eyes. Just sitting right in the middle of experience now, seeing as being known. Just seeing, just hearing being known. And of course, aware of the different sensations here in the body coming and going. Some are pleasant, probably unpleasant sensations as well, many neutral ones. But just allow it all to come and go. It's a real relief not to have to control the visual experience or the auditory experience or the tactile experience, but just instead to let things come and go. Same with the thoughts and emotions. Being right in the middle of things, coming and going. Not afraid to be sensitive. And discovering perhaps how calming it is to be intimate with everything coming and going. And just to let everything be. Everything in motion.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.